Finally today, a story about the jazz scene in Washington, D.C., and how decades ago, two Turkish brothers helped shape that scene. Michaela Lafrak of station WAMU has more.
In 1935, two teenage boys from Istanbul moved to Washington, Ahmet and Nesui Ertegun, the sons of the new Turkish ambassador to the U.S., Mehmet Ertegun. They were big pop music fans, and in the 1930s, that meant jazz. They started going to the city's famous clubs, like the Howard Theater. They saw musicians like Duke Ellington.
They arrived waiting and anxious and wanting to, like, witness this music firsthand.
Georgetown University professor and jazz historian Anna Chalenza says the Ertegun's quickly noticed all the clubs were segregated. Audiences were either black or white, and musicians of different races rarely performed together. The Ertegun brothers weren't having it.
They began inviting the musicians that they admire the most to come and have lunch at the embassy, and that often then turned into performances.
They'd invite big names over, like Jelly Roll Morton and Duke Ellington himself.
Oh, I love it. See, this is perfect. So, you know, sitting around the table.
Chalenza shows me a photo from the time of the brothers and their guests eating together. About half the people in the photo are black, the other half white.
Saying, here is a safe space where you can perform together, and the color of your skin doesn't matter. That had a huge impact.
Neighbors complained about seeing black people going through the front door, but the ambassador stood up for his sons and the musicians. Today, the current Turkish ambassador, Serdar Kilic, lives in the same house with his family. It's an ornate mansion that dates back to World War I. He shows me the room where they used to hold the jam sessions.
They used to put tables over here. And chairs around them, and the stage is organized in such a way that it would hold all the jazz artists over there.
The concert room is empty now, save for a grand piano.
So are you a jazz fan yourself?
Not as much as Mr. Ertegun, I should say, but I'm keeping up with the tradition, as I told you.
The Ertegun brothers went on to organize what was probably D.C.'s first ever integrated concert at the Jewish Community Center on 16th Street in 1942. Maurice Jackson is a Georgetown University historian and the editor of a book on D.C. jazz.
The people at Jewish Community Center did not know it was going to be integrated. Blacks and whites just don't go to things together. And by the time it was all the publicity, it was too late.
Next, the Ertegun brothers helped desegregate the National Press Club. Blues guitarist Lead Belly performed. He went on to write this song, Bourgeois Blues, about D.C.
Living in a bourgeois town.
So one does not have to be a black person to appreciate jazz or to promote jazz. And I don't think they set out to necessarily do this, but they saw injustice.
As adults, the brothers had a huge impact on the American jazz industry. Ahmet Ertegun co-founded Atlantic Records in 1947, and his brother joined a few years later. They produced records for John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, Ray Charles, and Aretha Franklin. And to think, it all started at the Turkish embassy in D.C. Here's Ambassador Cilic again.
We shouldn't forget the importance of this house in the cultural life of Washington, D.C. We are opening our doors, and I invite people to come and see it.
This residence made the news in 2017 when Turkish police attacked people who were there protesting the Turkish president. Cilic wants to get beyond that. Over the past few years, they've started hosting jazz concerts at the residence again. They're restarting the series on April 30th, International Jazz Day. For The World, Michaela Lafrak, Washington, D.C.